أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم قل رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth and the guidance to be over all other faiths, even though those who do not believe detest it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are sadiqeen, they who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. And He has sent the best guidance through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Surely, His command, whenever He wants anything, He but says to it, kun, be, and it is. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His book, Noon walqalami wa ma yasturun. Noon, and by the pen, and what is written. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book as well, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مُجِيبٌ بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ Nay, this is a glorious Qur'an. inscribed in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, which is the protected tablet. Fi Lawh Al-Mahfuz, protected tablet. In an authentic report of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first created al-qalam. And he then gave it the command, write. And the pen asked Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what shall I write? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, write all that shall be until yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment. What is written, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the word. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Khalaqa al-insan, Allamahu al-bayan. The name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. Allam al-Qur'an, taught the Qur'an. Khalaqa al-insan, created the human being. Allamahu al-bayan, and taught him eloquent speech. Words, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. What is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allamahu al-bayan? He taught the human being words. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ فَأَيْنَا تَذْهَبُونَ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it, the Holy Quran, is not the word of a stoned devil or shaitan. Then where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is nothing except a reminder to all of the worlds. For whosoever wishes to be straight. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But you shall not will except as Allah wills, the Lord of all the worlds. These are words, but not ordinary words. These are not the words of shaitan. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets us know something. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides something, He lets it be known with His word. When He decides anything, according to the Quran, as He said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. شَيْئًا mean a thing. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. If He decides a thing, He wants a thing to go from unknown into known. Now whether we know about it or not is Allahu A'lam. But He's saying anything, and this, to the best of our knowledge, is not exclusive. Meaning that there are not some things or other things. This is according to what He said. If He decides on a thing, all He does but say, and يَقُول, He says, He speaks a word. كُن فَيَكُن. Be and it is. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the word, these words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided is what we see and what we don't see. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and you will be one of three. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, and then the companions of the right. We will explain to you who are the companions of the right. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, and the companions of the left. We will explain to you who are the companions of the left. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, and the foremost of the foremost. These are the three groups. This was our beginning. As we know from the hadith, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the very essence of the human being, the adim of the earth, the dust, the dirt, the mud in other instances, after He mixed it. But this particular hadith mentions that He divided the actual dirt first. The companions of the right and the companions of the left. This was His word that has gone forth. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to be the companions of the right, that's part of His word, His decree. Those whom He decided to be companions of the left, again, the word is proven against them. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. There's another ayah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, surely in Surah Yasin, surely the word has been proven true against most of them. In the first ayahs. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, the word that He gives will be. The word that He decides will be. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. Then why do you not, if you are exempt from what? His word. If you this word doesn't apply to you, فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When you see the person choking on their soul, that death is pulling the soul out. Okay, put it back. In kuntum sadiqin. Put the soul back if you're telling the truth. If what your word is true, if your word is true, what you speak is true, okay, put the soul back. In kuntum sadiqin. If you are among those who speak the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in his hadith that when the word is given to join the soul to the body, the angel seeks three words from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the wealth of this soul? What will be the destiny, the death of this soul? And what will be the deen of this soul? Three words. All of them inscribed on this blank space. Yes, your forehead. You can't read it. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could. And he was written, when this is where it was written, on the foreheads. Can you imagine? Somebody coming to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salaamu alaikum, and Munafiq is just written right there. Munafiq, big as day, like a neon sign. And they trying to fake everything. Oh, you know, you're the prophet. And he's looking at them, yeah, and on your forehead is hypocrite, emblazoned. Subhanallah. To the point that later he wrote down and gave the list of the hypocrites. Subhanallah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. May Allah save us from nifaq, from any kind of hypocrisy. Surely they are not the winners. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we mention this because we need to understand we are words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said to the qalam, to the pen, write everything and everyone, every event that will be, hatta yawm al-deen, until the day of judgment. We are words, and we create words for us or against us. We have two angels, and what are they writing? What we make into words. Our actions become the words in our book. Either it is in our book, in our right hand, or a'udhu billahi min dhalik, the book in our left hand. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should not minimize or be heedless of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book and warns us, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِصُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And if you are in doubt about what we have sent down to our servant, then bring a surah like it. Bring your own words. And bring your witnesses as well, besides Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are among those who speak words of truth, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, but if you cannot, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, and you most certainly never will be able to do so, then be warned of a fire whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for those who deny. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the month of the word. This is the month in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to speak decisively for and to His slaves. Lil alameen, no matter what era or who the prophet, this was the month in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for His word. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the pages of Ibrahim alayhi salam were descended to the earth on the first night of the holy month of Ramadan. And the Torah was revealed on the sixth night of the holy month of Ramadan. And the Injil was revealed on the 13th night of the holy month of Ramadan. And Al-Furqan, Al-Quran Kareem, was revealed fi Laylatul Qadr, on the night of power. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, even now, even though the revelation is complete, this month is still the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effects His word. He's allowed this month always to be the month where His word goes forth, and we are in anticipation of it. Laylatul Qadr. Qadr means decree. Decree what? What's the word? Is the word death for me and inshallah Jannah? Or is it doom? Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We are all, for those who are lost, when Allah, He blessed us. Think about this. So many of the creation, billions, are heedless of His word. They don't know that this is the month of the word that will be proven against them as well as all the creation. That when it comes down, it will not be availed and it will not be delayed 1 second and it will not be hastened one blink of an eye. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the ni'mah of letting us know when the word will come. and to work and put in the work for an appeal. Ya Rabb al-Alameen, Ya Arhamuhu al-Rahimeen, O most merciful of those who show mercy. Have mercy upon us. Ya Arhamuhu al-Rahimeen. This is our opportunity. This is our chance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to be in a state of constant dhikr during the day. So that inshallah ta'ala, if we are witnessing this month, if we are fortunate to be inside this holy month of Ramadan, bearing witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bearing witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, then we have the opportunity to gain, inshallah ta'ala, by default, the best decree, the best word. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any good or any reward for good except good? So this month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. And some say, okay, well it's 19th or it's the 21st or it's the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or the 29th or even the last day. And Allah knows best. Many opinions about when the word will go forth. But if you have planted good, ihsan, 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 excellence, as we mentioned in one of the previous khutbah, that ihsan refers to excellence, that excellence is good. Hal jazaa'u al-ihsan, is there any reward for excellence besides excellence? And what can be more excellence than the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy and freedom from the fire? That is the word that we want to go forth for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity to put in the best of deeds. As He says, all of the deeds for Adam, or the deeds of Adam, are for him. Illa sawm, except fasting. It is for me and I reward for it. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us be reminded inshallah ta'ala that we have the best opportunity in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to believe in the word and blessed us to be following the word and blessed us inshallah ta'ala to be aware of the night of the word and inshallah ta'ala benefit from the best of words inshallah, and that is forgiveness for al-mu'mineen, the believers. قُلْ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, 77,845 words in the Holy Quran, and these Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measured out just this amount is enough from the time of their revelation hatta yawm al-deen, to the time of the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to understand that this is qawlan thaqeela. As He said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila." We don't understand. We carry the Quran in our pockets, the Mus'haf rather. It might be on some of our digital devices, on our shelves at home. We don't realize it. Think about this. Think that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to one account of the Sahaba, he was resting his head on the thigh of one Sahaba, and then came the wahi. Then came the word, and his weight changed and became heavy and nearly unbearable for this companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think about that. You read it every day and you ain't gained a pound. So there's something that we are not aware of. We are missing. Inna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, certainly, surely, inna sanulqi alayka, we will put upon you qawlan thaqila, a weighty word. So we need to investigate this. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is so heavy that it had a physical effect upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That there was no doubt that he was receiving wahi. No doubt from anyone, especially the companion who was his head was resting on his thigh. Like this is a different change. There's something happening here. Subhanallah. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us and reminds us to try to prick our intellect. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. And if we had descended this Quran upon a mountain, you would certainly see it explode out of humility and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالَ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These are the parables that we set forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so that you may reflect, يُفَكِّرْ عَنْ. Think about it. Think about this. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا full of fear, mutasaddi'an, rendered asunder, min khashyatillah, out of the fear of Allah. And we take this word lightly. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is quoted in the Quran, inni qawmi ittakhadha hadha al-Qur'an mahjura, my people have neglected this Quran, put it behind their back. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, may Allah save us from being among those who are ghafileen, who are neglectful, and who take the Quran as something to be disregarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said that this word, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Shifa, this word cures, heals. And you may think, oh, is that some type of magic? Wait a minute. You are a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He sent His word to cure you. What's so hard to believe about that? That we have put in it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna nunazzilu min al-Qur'an, surely we have sent down from the Qur'an, ma huwa shifa'un, that which is a cure, wa rahma, and a mercy, lil mu'mineen, for those who believe. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's free. Everybody has stood at the medication counter and got that bill and said, how much? You ask here, how much? There is no price to pay except La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You want this cure to work for you? You know, we're hearing today, oh, it's a... No, the people, the non-Muslims, they are taking part in the holy month of Ramadan. Really? You know, they're fasting and they're trying to experience. Really? Where's their... All we need is a word. What's the password? What is it? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If they don't say that, then there is no benefit. If there is not belief, it's like a connection. And if you have a device, you want it to work. It has a switch. You turn a switch, hey, but you ain't plugged it in. They're not plugged. They're not saying the word that cures, that heals, that purifies. As we know, the La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it scrapes off clean the shirk from the heart. And that is the apex of filth. There is nothing filthier than shirk in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing more vile and foul in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipping a stone or something else other than Him. And in some cases, to be worshipping your own nafs. You know, you got these people out here to say, oh, I'm spiritual. What's that? How can I be spiritual? What's the principles of spirituality? Oh, just be a good person. Good according to what? You don't define good as a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the definer of what is good. He is the one who has let us know what is good and bad, what is night and day, what is hot and cold, what is sweet and what is sour, what smells good and what smells foul. He's the one that created that. So how can you, O human being, now who you want to follow your own nafs, as he says, have you seen the one who has made his desires his God? He is following himself. Oh, I don't follow as they say, orthodox religion. That's man-made. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Oh Allah, thank you for making us Muslim. Blessing us to become followers in the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in Surah Al-Baqarah, one prophet after another, that Abraham said to his sons, and then Ismail said to his son, Ishaq said to his son, Yaqub said to their sons, all of them, who are you going to worship after me? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We worship the God of Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and those before him. We are Muslims. This is in the book. Baqarah, read it. So that there is no confusion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that about them. Oh, they say, oh, well, you know, these were all either Jews or Christians. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, do you know or does Allah know better? Really? Like, you know more than Allah? They were Muslim. And so there is no other way except La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no other way to purify oneself with this word that is heavier than seven heavens and seven earths. This word, this phrase will save you from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will mercy you, inshallah ta'ala. This in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this word in His book. For the Muslim, the rahmah, the mercy. Because if He had not guided us, where would you get the guidance from? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not blessed us to say these words, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who could put them on your tongue? Who could write them on your heart? No one. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, قُلْ Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to say, say, لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. I don't ask you for an ajr to pay me for this. And as he mentions, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, إِلَّا الْمُوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, except that you be kind to my nearest of kin. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ikrama, one of the muhaddith radiallahu an, and scholars in Islam, whenever he came to read the Holy Quran, he would pass out. He would pass out, faint. And they asked him, Ya Akhi, what is with you? He said, why does this happen to me? Because of Allah blessing him to understand he is coming to read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this book, and in its revelation revealed its imperative. Remember that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was meditating on the situation, the state of his people prior to the wahi. He was reflecting and he was saddened about how crazy his people were. This was jahiliyyah. And he couldn't stand his crazy people. Just, I'm being honest. You could say it how you wish. You can make it prettier if you wish. This is what he's like. He had to run from these. They were crazy. Let me go into a cave. I can't deal with these people. And in that cave, in the Mount of Hira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to him. And he said to him, what? Iqra. One word. A command. A command that is all, it is a word and it's a command to do what? Read a word. Iqra. And he picked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up and squeezed him. And he said he thought he was going to die. And again he picked him. He said, I'm not a Bukhari. I'm not a reader. I'm not a reciter. Jibreel alayhi salam picked him up again. Iqra. And squeezed him for a second time. And again he just thought he was going to die. Now he is Sayyiduna. If this is the first meeting of him in the Quran about how imperative it is. In other words, your life depends upon this. Iqra. 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 What should I read? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created. This is our imperative. This is why, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when we look back upon this, it could have happened a million different ways. But it happened this way. For what? To open up the mind of the Muslim. You believe in this, you better hold to it. Your life depends upon it. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he say? I leave you what? Athaqulain. Kitabullah. The book of Allah and my sunnah. Meaning that this is the word in action. And that we, if we hold to it, there is no, it's an anchor. You know, you know what an anchor is. You see a big old ship, thousands of tons, and it puts down an anchor, something so heavy so that it doesn't move. So that when you're tossed and turned by the dunya, the shaitan throwing stuff at you, your own nafs, making you think that you should go this way or that way. If you are anchored solidly with the Quran, with the word, then you won't get swept away. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, what is the word? Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. They're lost. They've been swept away. The dunya got them and washed them away. No more. They're standing before you, but their actions are like beasts. or worse than that. As Allah SWT, He says, Asfala Safilin, the lowest of the low. That is what we see in this society. No type of sense whatsoever. No principles, no words to live by. You share them with them and they're like, you didn't say anything. You didn't, you're not even the hair on their head move. Nothing. They don't have any words in their mind nor in their heart. As Allah SWT says, they're like they are dead. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, this is a heavy word, not to be taken lightly. What was it that Allah SWT gave to Adam alayhi salam in order to rescue himself from doom? He gave him words. What was it that Allah SWT blessed Yunus while he is in the belly of the fish? What did he give him? What did he bless him to rescue himself from that situation? What is it that Allah SWT had revealed to Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam? And whereby when he spoke just the words, Allah SWT healed him and restored him back to better than his health. And restored him in wealth and children. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, all of these are words. And they have weight. They have meaning. They have effect. Do you recall when our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just about to exit his home and 40 of the best and bravest and strongest warriors from all of Quraysh were surrounding his home? With keen sight. None of them had patches on their eyes or couldn't see. Every one of them were the best of their tribe as far as in warfare. Soldiers. And they were waiting, swords in hand, to murder Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'udhu billah. What was it that Allah SWT blessed him to walk right past them in their face? That they could not see, and until morning, they were sitting there and had not known the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed by. The first 10 ayahs of Suratul Yasin. Words. Words. Do you think that this is just something, that was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did the Quran come to you? Is it in your hands? Then maybe it will work for you as well, inshallah. It is for the mu'min who has strong faith in the word. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Dhul Qarnayn, as Allah SWT, He mentions in His book, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. And they ask you about Dhul Qarnayn. Say, shall I recite to you something of his story? Surely we established him in the earth, and we gave him the means of everything. So he followed one way. Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the hadith, he met with Dhul Qarnayn. May Allah have mercy on him. And he said, Ya Dhul Qarnayn, I have only one question. What did Almighty Allah SWT give you so that you may travel around the earth? Dhul Qarnayn alayhi salam was surprised, especially that Khalilullah, the friend of Allah SWT, would ask such a thing. And he said, Almighty Allah SWT granted me the means, a sababa, to travel anywhere I wish, only using 12 words. Subhanallah al-Azim, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. What was it that Allah SWT blessed Asif bin Barqiyya? As he said, and we had given him knowledge of the book, And he told Sulaiman alayhi salam, I will bring you her throne. Now, mind you, they're in Jerusalem. She's in Yemen. I will bring you her throne in a blink of an eye. And Allah blessed him to do that with what? Words. We look at this and say, oh, you know, that sounds like mythology. Okay. Subhanallah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Inna Allah, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. It'd be best that we believe it and trust it and not doubt. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begs us to take heed and to put in our minds what it is that He has put in our hands. وَلَوْ أَنَّا قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. If there had been a Qur'an which could move mountains, split the earth, or cause the dead to speak, it would be this Qur'an. It would be this Qur'an. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just as a reminder, and in closing of this khutbah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, he was approached one day by Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu. And he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam after a night, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I was reading Quran, and all of a sudden my horse began running around my house. And I became afraid that he may trample someone. So I got out and went to my horse, and I saw that something that resembled a shadow had him by the reins. And when I approached it, it fled from me into the heavens. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Iqra ibn Hudayr. In other words, continue to read. And he did so. And it happened again for a second time. But he remembered the command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iqra ibn Hudayr. So he did so. And it continued to happen. A third time, and a fourth time, and he went back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same thing is happening. And he said, Ya ibn Hudayr, this that you see that has hold of your horse is an angel that has come to listen to your recitation. And were you to continue reading, the people will in fact be able to see this angel, and it would never be hidden from him. Never be hidden from their sight. Bukhari and Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever keeps to the obligatory salah, he will not be written amongst the ghafileen, the neglectful. And whoever recites 100 verses of the Holy Quran a night, he will be written amongst the qaniteen. Of course, this is in the hadith of Hakam. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Abi Dharr radiallahu an, you will never wake in the morning and teach one ayah of the Holy Quran, that it will not be better for you than standing and making 100 rak'ahs. And if you wake and teach a chapter of knowledge or a part of knowledge to someone, whether he acts upon it or not, it will be better for you than standing and making 1,000 rak'ahs. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you As I remind myself, as reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and written and given in the book of Tirmidhi, or Tirmidhi, who said, the Prophet Muhammad SAW, he said in Hadith Qudsi, the Almighty Allah SWT said, whoever the Holy Quran or dhikr keeps so busy that they are unable to even make dua, meaning to make a request for their needs, I will give them more than the one who asked me for what he wants. And the favor of my speech above the favor of other speech is that of my favor or my preference being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all my creation. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, here's a guarantee. Just by reading the Quran, busying your tongue, your heart, your mind, your eyes, your body, your soul, in reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for you than sitting and making dua. Better for you than trying to find those dua. Oh, I need this and I need that and I need this. Okay. If you need something, read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your needs will be guaranteed. Better than if you could ask for them. Why? You think Allah don't already know what you need? He already put you here. You're going to remind him, you know Allah, I got these bills due. Really? You going to remind him? You can't remind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need the reminder that he is Allah and that he takes care of your needs. He is Ar-Razaq. And wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. That there is nothing missing from his decree. We are the one in need. We are the fuqara. We are the one who are the needy. He is far above that. And you cannot remind him. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we close this khutbah, I remind you I remind myself with his words. A promise that you can take to the bank. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The one who brings a good, just one, الْحَسَنَة. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَة, just one. For him, there is 10 like that, minimum. 10 rewards, 10 times what he has brought. In Allah la tuklifu al-mi'ad. Allah gives you a word. You gave, you come with something good, just one thing, one good thing. You are guaranteed 10 like it. Minimum. This is the month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of exponentation. Multiplication. Exponentially. Okay? This month. No other month like this. Where one good deed is multiplied in value exponentially. To the power of Allah knows best. Anybody would like to get a check that says 100 to the power of 10? Like, really? For all y'all that don't know math, you need to go back to your books. To the 10th power. 100 to the 10th power. Not 100 times 10. 100 to the 10th power. This is this month. One good deed. To the ultimate, Allah knows best. He multiplies it as much as he wishes, as much what? Based upon our faith. Do we trust his word? وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَكِيلًا وَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, as he says in his book. Take him as a trustee that you turn your back. Oh, Allah got that. I ain't worried about that. We don't do that. We don't do that. That's our problem. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. We do not do that, and that is why we're not reaping the reward. We may get 10. Okay, well, he believes in me somewhat. Maybe this will encourage him. The more your faith, the more the reward. Period. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, bank on his word. Trust it. Bank on it. من الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعف له وله أجر كريم. Who is it that will lend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it exponentially to his credit, repaying him. And he will have, in addition to this, a good reward. How beautiful, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us an opportunity to be fasting in his house, in this land, in a place in his house, a particular house that has a need. Are you one of those special people that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out the word that his angels are ready to write their names? If so, then there is no better time than the present to make your word stand with Binyamin. Yes, Binyamin. Y'all don't recognize his Arabic name, Benjamin. The Benjamins, that's what we're looking for. You didn't know that Benjamin was Binyamin in Arabic? That's what it means. The right, son of the right hand. Son of the right. Binyamin, mashallah. Binyamin, ashab al-yamin, all of that. All of it's good, alhamdulillah. Even better when you invest it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays better than anybody else. So let us not cheat ourselves with hopes in the dunya as opposed to our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us amongst those who hear the word Salamun Qawlan Min Rabbir Rahim. That he lets us be amongst those who hear this blessed welcome, Salam, peace be upon you when we see the gates of paradise. Oh Allah, bless us to read your book with the proper recitation. Oh Allah, bless our hearts and minds to memorize your book. Oh Allah, make this Holy Quran our imam and our guide and our hope in the dunya and in the end. Oh Allah, let us recite the Holy Quran properly, every word, every letter, every chapter. Oh Allah, bless us to preserve the Holy Quran and to carry it in our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of knowledge and the wisdom of the Holy Quran. Oh Allah, bless us to base our decisions upon the Holy Quran. Oh Allah, make the Holy Quran the spring of our heart. Oh Allah, we ask you by every chapter that you descended upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every verse, every word, every letter, to forgive us in this holy month of Ramadan, erase our sins and increase our good deeds and accept us into Jannah and free us from the punishment of the grave and the torment of the hellfire. Allahumma ighfir al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimeen wal-muslimat al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat birahmatika ya arhamuhur rahimeen. Jazallahu anna Muhammad ma huwa ahl. Jazallahu anna Muhammad ma huwa ahl. Jazallahu anna Muhammad ma huwa ahl. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء فحشاء ومنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.